The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Coming up a little bit later on the program, we're going to take a deep dive into Michigan's ongoing water problems. As many as 25 plumes identified so far in the state, chemical plumes. These are like the plumes that are being explored around Rockford, Michigan, and so forth. And we have a guest coming up here in hour number three that will shed a lot of light on some of the problems he says are out of control. The systematic poisoning of America, he calls it. This Michigan resident who has been battling to get people to notice the problems with these PFCs and PFASs, PFAS. These are long chain carbon fluorine chains. They're man-made chemicals, things like Scotch Guard, firefighting foam, waterproofing treatments, Teflon. All of these things have these chemicals in them that are not naturally occurring, that are in water sources now because they don't break down. They're almost indestructible. And as a result, they are out there. As folks in West Virginia found out in the C8 studies, the so-called C8 studies, these chemicals are not only detrimental to human health, they're poisonous. They create cancers and thyroid disease, autoimmune disease, and autism. All connected to these chemicals. And according to some of these research documents, each one of us, you, me, all of us, have these chemicals occurring in our bodies. And the problem is, according to our guest that we'll hear from later in the program, the Department of Environmental Quality and the Environmental Protection Agency know full well that there are places today, right now, even as we speak, that are delivering these chemicals to the environment, to surface water that makes its way to groundwater, that makes its way through the tributaries and the streams and the marshes into the Great Lakes, and it becomes ubiquitous. And they're doing nothing about it. Nothing at all. The Department of Defense, the EPA, the DEQ now doing some more research and so forth, but so far, not much has changed. And for the people in places like Plainfield Township, that creates big problems. For residents of Belmont and Rockford, it creates big problems. There was a big get-together there at Northview High School to ask independent experts a litany of questions about the expanding probe into contaminated groundwater that sits right between their feet. This is frightening stuff to these people, as it should be, and it should be frightening to you because it's not limited to Rockford or Belmont. This is a problem that is statewide. We talked about this back on the 18th of October when there was a gentleman here on this program, Robert Delaney, who in effect broke ranks, if you will, and came on the program to talk about the extent of these chemical contaminations. He studied Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda at length. And the contamination there, some places, thousands of times higher than what is allowed by the government. And what he says and what others say is that water was consumed by those that lived on the base, those that lived nearby. It gets to the river, the Ausable River, by the way, the famed trout stream. Which, according to our guest coming up a bit later here on the program, had the distinction of having the most contaminated fish ever recorded in America. We've since been beaten by Minnesota, but not much of a trophy there. But every airfield in America has this firefighting foam because it's very effective. It works very well. It puts out fuel fires. It puts out chemical fires. It creates a barrier so that oxygen can't get in and fumes can't get out. It's still out there today. If you go on the internet, you can buy this stuff today. The problem is these chemicals, these long chain carbon fluorine molecules get into the water. They build up in you and I, So you and I have 4 or 5 parts per billion, according to all sorts of studies. It's in our blood. It's not supposed to be, but it's in our blood. And here's what you're going to find out. Here's a preview. Not only was it at pretty much every airfield in America, both military and civilian, but these chemicals were also prevalent at every refinery, of which there have been at least 51 in the state. Every plating facility, of which there were more than 2,000, many of which have become Superfund cleanup sites, like the former General Motors plant in Lansing, plants 2 and 3, as they were called commonly back in the day before they were dozed. That site has never been redeveloped. There was a plating facility next door, all Superfund cleanup sites now, but you hear little about it. All highly contaminated, unusable. Unusable. And remediation? Don't expect any. At Wurzbach Air Force Base in Oscoda, the remediation's happening inside the fence only. Any of the chemicals that have migrated out to the wetland, to the stream, to the nearby lake, and to the river, basically that's being left to, well, just to the rest of us. PFAs, PFCs, a whole class of compounds, like I said, tied to cancer, thyroid problems, and numerous other diseases. 35 sites that Wolverine may have dumped tannery waste, and that's tanneries. Don't forget about the tanneries. They used waterproofing substances. This stuff was rolled out in the 1950s. So any tanneries that existed. One comes to mind in Boyne City that was there until, what, 1970 that it operated. May well have used these waterproofing chemicals. Chemicals that make your windshield, you know, clean easier. Chemicals that are used to clean carpets and shine tires. All of these chemicals. And then going right into the water and not going anywhere and building up in your system. We'll talk about that with a guy that's made himself an expert. That's coming up in hour number 3. Don't miss it. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.